over how Mr. Washburn could have gotten here all the way from Washington to deport us when the grocery store incident just happened. Maybe he was already in New York? Maybe the grocery store man had planned an ambush beforehand with the State Department? But even as I entertain these far-fetched possibilities, I know that I'm just trying not to think of the obvious reason Mr. Washburn would be here. A reason more horrible than any angry store manager or policeman coming to report me for getting into trouble. On the couch where Mundine sleeps at night sit Mommy and Lucinda holding on to each other. My grandfather is leaning forward on the recliner, listening to something Mr. Washburn is saying. Another man in a military uniform with his back to me is standing behind Mr. Washburn's chair. In the other room, I hear my grandmother crying. She had to go lie down, Mundine explains. She had to take a tranquilizer pill. Why? I ask. My heart is tottering on the edge of a very high place, and I am waiting, breathlessly, for it to either fall down into 1,000 pieces or be rescued by good news at the last minute. Mr. Washburn stands up and folds his arms around me. When he lets go, I follow Mundine to a place on the couch beside Papito's recliner, my hand on my chest, as if I could reach in and steady my heart inside my ribs. As I go by Mommy, she looks up and starts crying. My grandfather reaches over and takes my two hands in his. "We are all going to have to be very brave," he says quietly. His eyes are also red. Then he says the words I will never forget. "Your father and uncle are dead." "We got a report yesterday," Mr. Washburn begins explaining. "The dictator's family had agreed to leave. His voice is a